You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sop.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Hi, how are you? What's going on? Welcome to today's podcast, where we're going to talk about all types of things. And they're all related to Mueller. Yes, Mueller. We're just going to sludge through Mueller today. Mueller, this one's for you. Because it's Mueller time. You can think about that for a while. Sorry, I'm trying to keep it. I don't know. The cleanest I can be. I'm challenging myself today on being as clean as I can be, but still be really funny. And that's what's up. So today's podcast is brought to you by Joe Mama. Yes, that's right, folks. Joe Mama. Thank you. Thank you, Joe Mama. Everybody get a round of applause for Joe Mama. Joe Mama, come up and get your award.
I got an award.
Yeah, you got an award.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now get out of here. All right, thanks. So today's podcast, all right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Mueller is in deeper than we think he is. We're just going to flex on that for a second. Mueller is in deeper than we think he is. So that could be lies. He could be just lying about all types of things. And there's much more to him. Ooh. Isn't that mysterious and scary? All right. But just how deep? How deep is he? Are we talking like CIA? Are we talking like Pentagon? Are we talking about presidential? Pre-Trump, which would be Obama's term? What are we talking about here? It's a good question. What do you think? What do you think he's up to? Mueller. Anyone? Mueller? Anyone? Mueller? Anyone? No? Nobody? All right. Well, I'll just put it to you this way. Mueller is up to his neck in problems. So you should probably feel good about yourself. If you think you've got it bad, you should try being Mueller right now. I mean, right? That's the way I look at it. Oh, dude, I could totally be one of those guys, but I'm not, thank God. And you know, it could always be worse. You could be Mueller. And you know, delete your account from the Twitterverse because you're no longer Twitter baited. You know what Twitter baited is? It's like when you're fluttering in love, basically. Oh, you know. You know, so it could always be worse. You could be Mueller. So, after I started tweeting to Mueller, he straight up deleted his account. Just straight up deleted his account. He was like, no more, nope, not gonna do it, ain't gonna happen. Or he's just straight up hidden it somehow. Changed the name, hidden it completely incognito. And we just haven't found it yet. So I mean, like, obviously, old Mew Mew is in deep, right? That'd make me think that he's in deeper than we think he is. Oh yeah, cause he's running. He running from the unofficial sheriff. It's not official, you guys. It's not official. As a matter of fact, I'm not even performing citizen's arrest at this moment. I got no need to. Nobody has given me any need to. But if I ran into Mueller, that would be a totally different story. As a matter of fact, Mew Mew is in so deep. How deep, Chance? So deep? Like 400 pages deep. You heard me? We're talking Boston Mafia murders, Uranium One, Trump treason, FBI scandals. What? This dude has done lost his marbles on this one. But how deep does this trail actually lead us when we follow it all the way? We're starting out with Boston Mafia murders and Uranium One deal, Trump treason and FBI scandals. But what else? Jeez Louise, this guy has got a rabbit trail to follow. Wow. Wowee, you guys. That's a lot. Mafia murders and Uranium One plus Trump treason and FBI scandals already? Dang, dude. Dang. So yeah, how deep does this trail actually lead us? Let's find out. Why has Robert Mueller been shielded from questions about his role in some of the FBI's most shameful scandals? Is it because his Russia collusion probe was the pointy tip of the deep state spear at President Trump? What was Robert Mueller's role in the infamous partnership between the FBI and the Boston Mafia that involved multiple murders, racketeering? You hear that, you guys? Racketeering, extortion, witness tampering, and much more. Special counsel Robert Mueller has a media crafted image as Mr. Integrity. A straight shooting, nonpartisan, nose to the grindstone, publicity shunning public servant. The anti-Trump media projected the same kind of squeaky clean image for former FBI Director James Comey. However, it is now public knowledge that he is a lying, leaking, partisan political hack who grossly abused his powerful office. He should be facing criminal prosecution instead of being rewarded with a secretive and potentially illegal multi-million dollar book deal. Robert Mueller has a past that appears to be even more checkered than Comey's. In her blog post for March 20th, investigative reporter Sarah Carter brings up nagging questions about Robert Mueller's troubled history that refused to go away because they have never been answered. Entitled, Questions Still Surround Robert Mueller's Boston Past, the article deals with Mueller's involvement in what is usually referred to as the Whitey Bulger case. What? Or the FBI Boston mob case. One of the most sensational black eyes the FBI has ever suffered. Whitey Bulger, as the New American detailed back in 1998, FBI covering for criminals, was the murderous boss of Boston's notorious Winter Hill Gang, known as the Irish Mafia, for two decades, 75 through 94. Bulger led a charmed existence, and his brutal gang carried out their crime rampage under the FBI's protection. Time after time, Massachusetts state and local police had their elaborate years-long investigations of Bulger foiled by the FBI's interference. FBI Special Agent John Connolly and John Morris, who was in charge of the FBI's Boston Organized Crime Squad, were Bulger's protectors and would tip him off to investigations and wiretaps by other police agencies. This corrupt FBI Bulger, Jesus, wow, I'm sorry, I gotta stop for a second. Wow. Wow. This corrupt FBI Bulger relationship was dramatized in Martin Scorsese's 2006 film, The Departed, starring Jack Nicholson, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Matt Damon. In 1994, Bulger was tipped off by his FBI handler, John Connolly, that investigators were closing in on him. He went on the lam and eluded capture for 16 years. He was arrested in California in 2011 and went on trial in 2013, charged with 32 counts of racketeering, including 19 murders. The jury convicted Bulger of 31 of his 32 counts, including 11 of the 19 murders. He was sentenced to two consecutive life sentences plus 5 years. While Bulger was on the run, his FBI partners in crime, Connolly and Morris, were arrested and indicted. In 2008, Connolly was convicted for his role in the murders of FBI informant Jonathan B. Callahan and Oklahoma businessman Roger Wheeler. Connolly's supervisor, John Morris, was allowed to get off by testifying against his underlying and longtime co-conspirator. Who gave Morris a get-out-of-jail-free card, and why? Family members of the FBI Bulger murder victims were outraged, as were police officials who had their painstaking investigations wrecked, their officers and investigators endangered, and their informants killed. Why was Morris being protected, and who above him in the chain of command was being protected? To those who had been following the FBI Winter Hill Gang activities for years, it was inconceivable that the corrupt relationship could have gone on for so long without the knowledge and perhaps approval of higher-ups in the Bureau and the Department of Justice. Why might FBI DOJ higher-ups approve? Because while Bulger was using them to protect against prosecution, they were using him for information to arrest and prosecute other monsters, which gave them media headlines and political kudos. In short, it gave the FBI, DOJ, plenty of feathers for their caps with Bulger's help while they wiped out his competition. In her March 20th blog post, Sarah Carter links to a noteworthy 2011 article by Boston Globe columnist Kevin Cullen entitled "A Lingering Question for the FBI Director." The FBI Director Cullen was referring to this then-director Robert Mueller, who had previously been one of the DOJ attorneys tasked with overseeing the FBI Bulger criminal operation. The Cullen article introduces readers to objections raised against Mueller by Mike Albano. A former member of the Massachusetts Parole Board and the former mayor of Springfield, Massachusetts. He was objecting at the time to the reappointment of Mueller as FBI chief. While on the parole board, Albano had become convinced that the FBI and DOJ had framed four men with bogus evidence for the 1965 gangland murder of a Boston hoodlum named Teddy Deegan. Albano decided to vote in favor of parole for Peter Lamone, one of the four. So in 1983, after Albano indicated that he might vote to release Lamone, he got a visit from a pair of FBI agents named John Connolly and John Morris. Cullen reported they told Albano that the men convicted of Deegan's murder were bad guys, made guys. They told me that if I wanted to stay in public life, I shouldn't vote to release a guy like Lamone. Albano said, "They intimidate me." So they intimidated this guy, Albano. The FBI and DOJ framed four scapegoats who were then sent to prison for the Deegan murder to protect Bulger. His henchmen, Steve the Rifleman Flemmy, and Flemmy's brother, Vincent Jimmy Flemmy. Wow. After Albano was elected mayor of Springfield in 1995, he soon found the FBI hot on his tail, investigating his administration for corruption. Cullen noted, "The FBI took down several people in his administration, and Albano is convinced that the FBI wasn't interested in public integrity as much as in publicly humiliating him because he dared to defy them." In 2001, Albano was vindicated. The four men who had been wrongly convicted in the Deegan murder were exonerated. Two of them had already died in prison. As a result of this shocking government malfeasance, the two surviving victims and the families of the deceased were awarded compensation of $100 million, courtesy of the taxpayers. Abano was appalled that later that same year, Mueller, was appointed FBI director because it was Mueller, first as an assistant U.S. attorney, then as an acting U.S. attorney in Boston, who wrote letters to the parole and pardon boards throughout the 1980s opposing clemency for the four men framed by FBI lies, writes the Boston Globe's Cullen. Of course, Mueller was also in that position while Whitey Bulger was helping the FBI cart off his criminal competitors, even as he buried bodies in shallow graves along the Nippon set. Unfortunately, members from Congress on both sides of the aisle were too busy singing Mueller's praises. From the sheet music provided by FBI DOJ scriptwriters and their deep state media allies, to listen to Mayor Albano's warnings. Why have Mueller and the other top DOJ FBI officials implicated in the long-running FBI Winter Hill mob conspiracy not been questioned or held to account? Mueller's Russia-Clinton collusion. Incredibly, the ongoing Mueller-directed farce, popularly referred to as the Trump-Russia collusion investigation, is being directed by a man who should be officially considered a top Russia collusion suspect. It was FBI Director Mueller, after all, who, along with then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, failed to take any action to stop the sale of Uranium-1 to Russia. See here, here, and here. Giving Putin 20% of our uranium production capacity seems to be a bit more serious than anything Donald Trump or anyone in his... I don't even know how to say that. Retinue have been accused of. And what was Director Mueller doing while President Obama and Secretary Clinton were helping Putin build Skolkovo? Basically, Russia's high-tech version of Silicon Valley. Then there is the matter of Director Mueller himself flying to Moscow per instructions of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to deliver a sample of highly enriched uranium to Russia. As Steve Bias reported here late last August, Mueller's press corps, CNN, Fox, Snopes, The New York Times, Huffington Post, et al., have all closed ranks to assure the public that there's nothing to see here, move along. Mueller is the establishment's golden boy who must be protected. His halo must remain untarnished if he is to carry out his deep state assignment to unseat President Trump. Who are the behind-the-scenes manipulators who are guiding, propping up, and protecting Mueller? Some idea of the deep state forces, or farces, I'll say, that are propelling his investigation can be seen in the strategic promotion he has received from quarters such as the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the premier brain trust pushing for world government. Not only has Mueller been an honored speaker at the CFR and many of its affiliated and allied institutions, but he is the recipient of constant accolades by the CFR-dominated anti-Trump media combined. It is long past time to appoint a special counsel to investigate the special counsel, which would be an internal investigation. As some Republican members of Congress have proposed, who will investigate the investigator? We have been told the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are looking into these and other troubling questions about Mueller's past. It is vitally important that these matters be thoroughly investigated and exposed before smoke and mirrors Mueller and his fake news allies gin up enough support to transform the current media-driven impeachment campaign against President Trump into an official impeachment proceeding. That was brought to you by The New American. Whew. So yeah, that's some deep poopy. How deep is it?
Real deep!
That's what's up. So Mueller is in way deep over his head. So if I was him, I'd delete my account too. Mueller, jeez Louise. Boy, you got it coming to you. It's embedded in your DNA, boy. Something wrong with this boy. Something wrong with him. Something definitely wrong with this one right y'all. No, this one with Mew Mew. Yeah, Mew right there. Something wrong with him. Something wrong with that boy. Oh yeah, that boy there, yeah. Oh yeah, something wrong with him. Oh yeah, something wrong with him. That boy right there, something wrong with him. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What do you think about them apples, huh? How do you like them apples? That's what's up. Now that's breaking it down. Good night, Mueller. Everybody say good night. Good night to you, baby. Good night to you, girl. Mueller gonna have the clapper. Getting locked up like a squirrel, and I ain't trying to brag. I'm just singing a song about what's going on in the real world. That's what's up, that's what's up. That's what's up, that's what's up. Hey, that's what's up. I know you feeling this beat. I be feeling it too. But keep your hands off my girl, dude. I'm not talking to you, that dude. Right there, yeah you, right there, that's what's up. So beware. Coming through, that's what it do. Keeping it clean today, folks, keeping it clean. That's why we're not talking about Mueller right now. I'm keeping it clean right now, I'm trying to think about what to say about all that. Okay, I know what to say. This dude is so dirty. How dirty is he, Chance? This dude is so dirty that he ain't changed his socks in like 7 years. That's how dirty. 7 years, folks. Like, he ain't even got socks no more. They just flops. Barefooted flops. He done wore out the soles in them socks. And socks is no good no more. It's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Ridiculoso. So what's up, folks? What is up? What's up with that? Oh my goodness. Mueller is so dirty. He make Pigpen look like Oscar the Grouch. He makes Oscar the Grouch look like Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He makes... I'm gonna stop there. Mueller is so dirty. Mueller is so dirty. They ain't changed his diaper in 7 weeks. He's got flies around him. Mueller is... Hey. Mueller is so dirty. He is like the sweat ring around a hat that is 27 years old. That's 3 sevens now. Hey. He's so crusty and dirty and crusty and just rotten and grimy that he is like he like Daryl Strawberry's hat after like 277 games. It's just dirty. Cause he ain't washed it. It's his good luck hat. You know his old, you know. You know, every player gotta have a good luck hat. I had a good luck something. I don't remember what it was, but it was good luck. Man, as I go up there and bat, I straight walk the base. What's up? And then I was stealing the bases. That's what's up. That was my game. And my game is strong. Good eye. Good eye, Chance. Yeah, well, I'm short. You can't piss through a short guy. Walk the base. Coach wants to know, hey, dude. When he gets ready to throw that ball, steal that base. Okay. And that was the game. That was the name of the game, dude. Yep. And then as I got older, I started like playing, what was it? I was playing shortstop at first. That's how I started out. And then I moved to outfield, but they kept moving around in the outfield. They wanted me in the outfield, dog. Catch your balls in the outfield. Pop fly, man. Foul ball, what's up? Oh, man. That's what's up, though. Yo, I love going to the batting cages. You guys are gonna go to the batting cages. I wish they would build batting cages. That'd be dope. That'd be so fun. Talk about. How you like that? There's some batting cages out here, people. Give me something to do. Man, I will spend quarters at the batting cages all freaking day. I'll be dropping dollars at the batting cages. I don't care. You know what? But it could always be worse. If you got problems, it could always be worse. It could always be Mueller. That's today's podcast, man. Because Mueller is in deeper than we think he is. Mueller is in... this guy is up to his neck in problems. So feel good about yourself, folks. It could always be worse. You could always be Mueller. And delete your account from the Twitterverse. Because you're no longer Twitter-pated. Because Chance has started talking mess. Started hitting you with the truth and asking you questions. Mew Mew is in so deep.
How deep, Chance?
So deep, like 400 pages deep. You heard me? With that Mew Mew report, 400 pages deep. You know, if I read that, Mueller, you're done for. Like, it's toast. I've already busted you so much, and I've only read the preface. And I didn't even get all the way through the preface. I got pretty close, though. Dude, that's turning my stomach, man. Man, y'all need to pay me. Y'all want me to read that? Y'all need to pay me. Y'all need to pay me. Dude. Because right now, I'm slinging peaches. And that's a good job. But man, if you want me to look into all that, you're going to have to pay me, because I'll close the case. I'm a case closer. Always be closing, Trump. Always be closing every single deal. You know this. It's number one rule. That is the true art of the deal, is to always be closing. Hook, line, and sinker. Done. Bing, bang, boom. Done. Always be closing. Close that deal. What are you doing? Close that deal. Always be closing. If you want me to look into Mueller, you're going to have to elect me as president. If you want me to bust Mueller and the whole tribe, you will have to elect me as president. I can get it done. I can do this. I got this. God got me. Yahweh got me. Yeshua got me. Oh yeah, Jeshua and Java, they got me. What's up? God got me. What's up? Java got me. I ain't talking about coffee, dude. Don't even come with that corny stuff. I ain't even playing that. You heard? You dig? I'm keeping this clean, dude. And the sound of that song is the end of today's podcast. I want you to stick around, because we got plenty more to talk about within these couple minutes. Because I just want to thank you for coming around and listening to this. It means a lot to learn that you listen. I don't know who listens to this. I don't know. But it means a lot to me that you do. It means a lot to me that you support me on Twitter. But it would mean even more to me if you would make a contribution so I can compete. Right now, I'm trying. Believe me, I'm trying. I've got money coming in. But I must have you donate at chance.money. That's the website. That's the link. Just type into your browser, chance.money. Because I still have a lot of making up to do to even qualify at all. I've got till the end of this year. I really need your help. Please help. And I just want to thank you in advance. And thank you for everybody who has supported me all this way. This has been a major push. So thank you. My coworker today, every day, he calls me Mr. President. That's what's up, right there. That's what's up. He calls me Mr. President. That's what's up. That is so cool. I appreciate that so much. That is so awesome to be called Mr. President already. Drives me out of my freaking mind. Drives me nuts. I love it. I love it. That's how much I love it. So after this, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. I might play some video games. I got this Crash Bandicoot game. I think I told you guys about that. But either way, I'm playing part 3. It's a trilogy. It's cool. It's fun. It's hip. It's a thing to do. I'm trying to beat it. It's hard though. It's fun though. I love Crash Bandicoot. I know that probably brings back a lot of memories for you older folks, but not so much your younger folks. How can I reach these kids? I don't know, you like sports? I like the Saints. Put the Saints up on the screen, man. You got my attention, what's up? But you gotta watch the game with me, dude. You can't be like walking off and doing all this stuff. You gotta watch the game with me, dude. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's what's up, dude. It's fun. I make games fun. We should have a party. We should have a party and watch football together. That's what's up. Who wants to watch football with your boy Chance? Mr. President Chance. But not without your help. I need your help. Chance.money.